1061 Crab Radio, the new rock station. Welcome back to the program, and thank you again for joining us. Okay, very cool interview we have lined up right now for you. His name is Kevin Smith from Viewaskew Pictures. I mean, they made so many movies. Clerks. I mean, I think it was only like 10 or 11 years ago because he just did the 10th anniversary of Clerks, right? So, Clerks, Mallrats, Dogma, Chasing Amy, Jersey Girl, the list goes on and on. Anyway, let's not waste any time. Let's talk to the man himself. The genius behind so many movies and today's generation's favorite director, Kevin Smith. Good morning, Kevin, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Wonderful. How are you?
Awesome.
I'm good. I'm real good. You guys are in Bakersfield?
We are.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
I drove through Bakersfield a couple times.
Cool.
Yeah, it smells funny, doesn't it?
It doesn't. It's not. It's not like it smells funny, but it's lonely.
I drove through Bakersfield once,
and I was very alone.
Once. Kevin, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
Cool. Man.
Well, let me tell you something. You are talking to a room full of fans.
Get out of here. I like that.
Yeah.
So
we got a couple questions for you, and I got to tell you, it's just an awesome opportunity to actually talk to you because I'm a geek. I'm a dork.
Me too.
Sci-fi dork, comic book dork, superhero dork. All of us are really into that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
And
fire away. Feel free. Pull no punches. I'll take my shots for Jersey Girl.
I love Jersey Girl.
Actually, Jersey Girl's a fantastic film.
It's a beautiful film.
Oh, I appreciate that. I wish you guys had made up the audience.
Actually, I did on opening night.
If you'd each paid $20 million, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, now you should talk to Ben about Geely, though. That was a problem. But not Jersey Girl. Jersey Girl's fantastic.
Amazing film.
Well, speaking of the films, I mean, you have something cool for all the fans out there. You're doing like something cool for Hurricane Katrina, aren't you, with one of your upcoming films?
It just ended on Friday. We did this auction for the Katrina victims.
Cool.
It's money for the Red Cross, and we auctioned off a walk-on part in Clerks 2, The Passion of the Clerks, which we start shooting.
The Passion of the Clerks.
Yes.
Right. That's awesome.
I understand there's a movie with a similar title. I'm not.
Who cares?
Rumor has it that there is, but we don't know.
That's cool.
We know the story.
So how much were you guys able to raise?
We raised, we had five items up for auction. One of them was the walk-on of Clerks. One was a Clerks 2 set visit. One was a barbecue at my house. One was a whole collection of T-shirts that we make, and one was I leave a voice message on your cell phone or on your voicemail at home, your home phone, and we raised $33,825.
That's awesome! Wow, I gotta ask you.
And
so
then, I unfortunately at the very beginning of the auction, I said whatever we raise, I'll match because I figured we'd.
Oh, wow!
We'd make maybe grand, but then, you know, 33, I was like, ooh, that's a bite.
Well, hey, it's all going to a good cause, Kevin.
Right on. Very cool.
Totally. $67,650 going off to the Red Cross.
Nice. Good job. Kevin Smith, way to go. Now, are you going to be the barbecue chef for the barbecue at your house?
I will be cooking, but let me tell you something.
That's awesome.
All that money, it's going to be some lean meat.
We'll get one hot dog.
I was promising filet mignon, but, like, if they don't be surprised if the dudes wind up eating the
beef jerky.
Totally.
So tell the truth, did Ben Affleck actually just like buy off the barbecue and he's coming over? Or?
I wish. I wish he had, but sadly he did not.
Now,
things for the Katrina victims.
Now you've ragged on it before in a couple of your movies and some of the writings about all the people getting online and talking about your movies and stalkers. So I'm gonna guess you. In your line of work, you probably do have a lot of crazy stalkers that constantly email you or try to get in contact with you, and I want to know which one is the craziest one that you've had encountered.
Me.
You're like a Star Trek convention onto yourself, aren't you?
I am kind of a Trek convention all to me. But it's oddly enough, I don't have any stalkers, and I think that's because people who get stalked generally have to be out of touch. Like, there's somebody, like, the stalker mentality is born out of, I must get in touch with this person, yet I can't. Mm-hmm. And me, I will show up at your house, dude.
Well, let me make sure I give you my address later.
That's awesome.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Don't piss off Kevin. He will show up and beat your door down.
All right, so Kevin, let me go ahead and just clear the way for this next question. A lot of rumors came out early in the year before episode 3 came out. About this new TV show, and that you showed a lot of interest in it and possibly working with Mark Hamill. Can you give me anything?
Nothing. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Rumor that really took on a life of its own. And in the beginning, when I first read it online, somebody posted the question on our website. They're like, hey, I read that you're going to be doing the Star Wars TV show. And I wrote something like something vague. I wrote, very interesting. And then people are like, oh, it's a secret. He's involved.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's amazing how these rumors take a life of their own because... And this is an honest to God rumor that I read, was that you had already written one of the episodes and were set to direct it.
Dude, it got so bad that I read a report online where somebody was like, I talked to an insider at Lucasfilm who said Smith is definitely on board.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what these rumors are, and you're telling me they're BS, huh?
Totally. They were saying that I was there having a meeting and stuff, and I was just like, I at some point I was like, man, maybe this stuff will come true.
You can only hope, right?
Oh, wow.
Hey, Kevin, could an insider at Lucasfilm be like the evening janitor?
That could totally be the dude who was like, I think that guy is.
Nice. Very cool. All right, moving on to a different subject. You and your boy Jay, you guys doing a movie again together?
We are. We're doing a movie called Clerks 2, The Passion of the Clerks, and we start shooting October 10th.
Same characters?
It's Dante.
Sequel.
Clerks and Jay.
Awesome. Awesome. Everybody's back on board. Nobody, any new faces that we might see, cameos?
Bunch of new faces. Rosario Dawson.
Oh, nice.
Cast. She's in the movie. Cool. I think
she was hot in Alexander.
Out for a day. It's the story's built around those four dudes. And basically, it's really built around just Dante and Randall.
Okay. Awesome, man. Fantastic.
So, Kevin, let me ask you a question. In the 10 years, I'm just going to just roughly say 10 years because you just had that 10th anniversary of Clerks come out recently, right?
That was last year. Right. That was September 7th we released the Clerks.
Okay. So, 11 years then since the first Clerks.
Right.
Basically, that's when you first came on the Hollywood scene. A lot has happened in your career in 11 years. Where do you see yourself going from here? I mean, we've seen the evolution of your films from low indie budget black and white Clerks to a romantic comedy like Jersey Girl. What could we see in the future from you?
There's only one place left to go, folks, and that's porn.
Yeah, baby. Right on. Right on. Awesome. Well, it's funny because I was going to ask a similar question. I mean, I know about Vulgar, but any plans on doing any like really hardcore horror flicks?
I know about Vulgar.
I like watching horror movies, but I don't want to horror movie off because I like doing dialogue too much.
Okay.
They're based on suspense and tension, and I can't maintain suspense and tension.
It's true. It's kind of hard to scare anybody when you're having an in-depth conversation about where the killer's going to be and why you're alone and falling in
heels. Actually, too, why is the killer killing? That's the dialogue.
Yeah, and the whole ideology behind everything.
Right on.
All right, so let me bring up another rumor there, Kevin, okay? Something you could clarify for me. Get off the table, something that's been bugging me for quite some time. I'm a big Superman fan. Now, obviously, we know Bryan Singer's down in Australia filming Superman Returns, but was it true that you did have a script ready to go?
Back in 96, I was hired by Warner Brothers to write a Superman script. And that was when Nick Cage was going to be playing Superman and Tim Burton signed on to direct it.
Wow.
Okay, so that actually is true. So
if you've never seen, there's a DVD out called An Evening with Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Basically four hours of me talking at colleges. Like I do Q&As at colleges all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They taped five different schools that did a four-hour Q&A, and I tell a very long story about working on Superman. That's actually pretty funny.
I
have it at home.
Oh, I'd like to borrow that from you. I'd love to see that.
Well, going on those lectures and speaking tours, you're going to be speaking any engagements anytime soon?
Yeah, I got a few coming up. I had to put off a bunch of them because we're shooting the movie for the next month and a half. But then after that, I do a few up in Canada right away.
Cool. And you got this posted on some website?
Yeah, you post it on our website all the time at viewaskew.com.
Okay. Very cool.
And now, Bakersfield's lonely, so it'd be nice if you came and talked to the school here. That'd be cool.
Would be awesome.
Yeah, man.
Just throw that out there. Not to impose.
We're less than a couple hours from L.A., dude.
I think I would show up in Bakersfield in a tumbleweed.
We'll send a car for you. It's good. We'll bring you up here.
Before I was familiar with the area, before I ever came out to California, my only touchstone or reference to Bakersfield was the Clint Eastwood monkey movies.
No.
What, Any Which Way But Lose?
No.
Wow.
What about Best of Times, man?
Best of Times. You didn't see Best of Times?
What's that?
Kurt Russell and Robin Williams, Best of Times? The football game between Bakersfield and Taft?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Plus, since I know you're such a big fan of J-Lo's acting, the Cell was also... The actual cell where Vincent D'Onofrio kept his victims was just outside of Bakersfield as well.
See, there you go.
That's a good-looking movie. That movie looks phenomenal.
It's awesome, isn't it?
See, that's more reason for you to come because we had psycho killers living just around us.
Exactly. And can I tell you, Kevin, I just finished reading Silent Bob Speaks, and when you're talking about how you were putting Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back all together and everything, that was so fascinating. You're just... The whole book.
She's
is
in
great.
Love with you, dude. Kevin. She's been talking nothing but Kevin Smith the last couple days. She's been giddy.
The online diary at all?
And what'd you say?
Do you read the online diary at all that I wrote?
No, I haven't read that.
Hop online when you get a chance, because if you like the book, you'd like this. There's a website called Silent Bob Speaks, and basically for the last, I think it's been about 6 months now, I've been writing what I do every day.
I'm on it right now.
Wow. Okay.
Website is, it's called SilentBobSpeaks.com, but the website is really called My Boring Ass Life.
Kevin Smith, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. His new movie, Clerks 2. It's going into production in October. And Kevin, we're big fans. And
My
I know we have to wrap this up. We don't want to, but we know we have to. Thank you so much for being on the program with us.
God, thanks for having me.
If I could ask a favor.
Absolutely.
Real quick, we're gonna end the interview. We're going to put you on hold. If we could just get one of those quick, cool liners from you, that'd be sweet.
Oh, of course. No problem.
You're the man. Kevin Smith, ladies and gentlemen, here on 106.1
KRAB.
We will be right back.